every time.
Weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Can I get an indeed?
No, actually. Hey, Chris, welcome. Welcome to Marijuana Media.
Chris, well, thank you.
Chris, so, Chris Fowley, so everyone knows what's going on.
The boss of Normal New Zealand and the hemp store up there on K Road.
That's right.
What's going on, mate?
Oh,
big things, big things going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a massive year for the deck, hasn't it?
It has. And now, you know, yep.
Big clap for the deck.
Now that we're in kind of like Trump time and that, it's like every day, you know, it just changes all over again. Like even a week ago, we didn't know there'd be another referendum tied in with it, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's Christmas time. You feel like everything just sort of slows down.
Yeah. So now the cannabis referendum, rather than being in the next election, I mean, this isn't announced or anything, but this is how it'll probably play out, is it's going to be with the euthanasia one and it'll be via a postal vote. So that changes it quite a bit. Instead of having the turnout of kind of pretty much everyone in the country who votes, you've now got to motivate people to get out to vote. And one group that we know will be really motivated to vote against it will be religious zealots. And they're already kind of the only opposition to medical cannabis law reform. But, you know, they will probably be able to muster quite a decent turnout in a postal vote. So we can't just sit back and expect it's going to happen.
And is this the what do you call it?
Adult use. The adult use referendum.
So it's a referendum, but is that going out with the euthanasia one?
It will, because they're not going to hold two separate ones. And no MP will want to go to a general election with a euthanasia referendum alongside them.
Okay.
You know, no MP will. They won't want their future tied up in that.
Yeah.
So it will happen sooner. And there's the pressing need that it should happen sooner, right? So either way. So anyway, they won't separate them out. They'll be done together. And so they'll be postal vote. The only real question is, will it happen at the local body elections end of 2019? Or will it be even sooner, perhaps next year?
Do you... Why have...
Go on, John. Use your words, mate.
Why have they...
This is a safe place, John.
Chuck them together. Just save money?
Oh, no. It's just how it will play out politically.
Well, we'll save money, though.
Yeah, yeah. And people are very against spending money on referenda, even though we want more referenda to happen and we should have a say in that, and then we don't want to pay for it. So it's after the flag debacle where it cost those millions of dollars, I think there's very little political appetite to have much of a spend on it.
Also, public don't have a lot of patience for that shit now, eh?
Exactly, yeah. But on the downside, that means, you know, we're expecting there probably won't be a public education campaign. There won't be a budget to kind of engage people in that. So we're going to have to make that happen ourselves.
Hey, we've got a phone call. I might just engage. Okay, I have engaged the phone. Hello, caller. Welcome to Marijuana Media.
Hi, Chris. I've got a... Don't the people under 30, aren't the most important political issue for them, isn't it marijuana? So the turnout would probably be actually quite high.
Maybe. It might. It might influence it. But you could say that in a general election, but with a postal one, it just kind of changes everything.
You're backing the youth consciousness, are you? Are you calling?
I think that for this issue, I think that this is the most important aspect for young people under 30, and I reckon they'll form an army and finally do it. I think a general election is just lots of turn-off, and just people just don't want to do it. They don't want to know. It's just... What this old rubbish. But Free the Wind, I think, is a strong...
Hey, mate, is this your talking voice? Or are you blocking your nose or anything?
No, it's not.
I feel like it's a fake person doing some kind of fake news thing. We ain't got time for that.
We ain't got time for the fake news.
Jeez. So, Chris, is this actually... do you feel like this is the biggest news of the week rather than the...
Oh, no, we're getting ahead of ourselves. The big news of the week is, of course... the medical cannabis bill that the government introduced yesterday. So this is now alongside the Green Party bill. And so you've now got two before Parliament. Now, the government bill will be whipped, so the government parties will all vote for it. That includes the Greens, New Zealand First. So
I'm sorry, did you call it whipped?
Yeah, that's what they say. So they're telling them, all our MPs, you will vote for this, right? So that will pass. That is beyond question.
I'm really enjoying this figure of speech.
Yeah,
but it's literally... You need to whip this shit
House of Cards?
Yeah, there's a guy called The Whip, and they whip them into place. You know, so that's how it is. So that will be whipped, and that will pass. Now, we'll have an opportunity to improve that at the Select Committee, which will probably be around February, March, that kind of time. The Green Party bill, though, will not be whipped. It'll be a conscience vote. So what we're expecting there is a whole bunch of New Zealand First MPs and possibly some of Labour will not support that, right? So then you're like, we don't have the numbers. National, though, will see a nice opportunity for some meddling just among the government parties. So we're quite confident that National will let enough of their MPs vote for it that the Green Party bill will proceed to Select Committee 2. National will want to do that not out of supporting the bill, but just to be meddlesome for the government. So either way, we get both bills going to the Select Committee. And what we're hoping there is that they can be merged in some way, or at least we can get the best bits of both.
Happy New Year.
Now, on other media channels, I've heard about the medicinal bill being... Oh, no, it's actually on BFM. Being watered down. Has it been?
Yeah, well, you know, Labour campaigned on the words, we will legalise medical cannabis, right? That was their three-word policy.
It has.
Legalise medical cannabis. But we all kind of know what that means, right? We're talking bud, we're talking what we see overseas. Dispensaries, stores, government not interfering and getting in your face. It's between you and the doctor, and cannabis is legalised, or medical cannabis is legalised. That's what that means. So what we got here is not quite that. In fact, Well, what is the game changer is that they're going to allow domestic production. That's impossible under current law. But the system that they're talking about, modelling
it... They are going to let people grow a little bit down.
No, domestic production as in commercial corporate production. Not you.
Okay.
No. So domestic production, like in Australia, now that process, that happened 2 years ago, that still hasn't benefited patients over there in the slightest.
Right.
We don't know when a product will make it to market in Australia or how many people it will benefit, but it's made a lot of people rich on the stock market. We're really hoping they don't follow that model too closely. You've got to put patients first, and if you want to put patients first, then you really need to let them grow their own, at least as an option. Now, what they have conceded by giving terminal patients this exemption. So they're saying, well, okay, we're going to have this legal production. It'll be in pharmacies, but it'll be a few years away, right? But in the meantime, we're going to have an exemption for terminal patients.
What is terminal?
Like, exactly.
You are going to die.
Yeah, that's not defined in the bill, okay. So that would no doubt come out, will come up. But they've given it a 12-month.
It's 1 year. You've got 12 months to live, kind of thing.
Helen Kelly was originally given 3 months to live, and she got on the cannabis meds and lived longer than 12 months. So there's an issue right there.
I think 12 months. Doctors shoot real low in that scenario, because it'd be real bad if you predict, you were like, look, you've got 12 months, and someone dies in 11 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I think when they say 12 months, that's like 2 years. You got 2 years to live, kind of thing. That's what I feel like. It's kind of like they double it up when it's
I watched
a couple of movies.
That can be easily fixed just by putting a renewal thing. The big point, though, or the bigger point, is why does it only apply to terminal patients when Labour campaigned on chronic pain as well? And even saying legalise medical cannabis for terminal patients and chronic pain, that's still too narrow. There's a lot of people there that wouldn't qualify, but they've taken out the chronic pain for some reason.
Why this change? Why?
Well, it's New Zealand first, isn't it? This is a bill, and they were very clear in the days leading up to it. This is a bill that they knew that all the government parties would vote for. Now, clearly the Greens will vote for it. The fault lies with New Zealand First. But we shouldn't let Labour off the hook here. You know, they conceded it. They went along with it.
And actually,
the Greens could play hardball by not voting for the government bill and let it fail. And let them come back with a better one that actually meets the definition of legalising medical cannabis.
I don't reckon they'll do that.
They could try. I'm just putting it out there. Come on. That's what I'm here for. I'm just putting it out there.
Say it passes in its current form, the sort of watered down version. Like, how hard is it to go back and like amend it and make changes once it's in action?
Mate, we're talking about the Misuse of Drugs Act 1975.
Oh, nice vintage.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how long it takes. Yeah. And the last time they had a serious look at medical, when they wouldn't even pass it the first reading, was like 2008. The last time it ever came up before then was, I think, 2002. This is the first time, though, the government has introduced something. Mm. And as I say, they've worked all that behind closed doors. They have the numbers to pass this. It will become law. They are going to do it, but we can make it better.
Can you have any influence on it at this stage?
Over the break, you know, email your MPs, jack up some meetings with them in the new year, be ready. I think it will happen quite quickly. It will go to Select Committee, but it won't be drawn out over a year or two. It'll happen like February, March, that kind of time. It should be law by April, May, you know.
Wow.
But, you know, get ready. Get ready for it. If you're using it medically, particularly, write to your MP and let them know if you're happy with this or not happy with it.
Okay. Cool.
Being the end of 2017, what is the number one marijuana story of 2017, Chris?
Oh, bro, this is it, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is. It's just been coming to a big crescendo. This year has been quite a strong year. And a little bit turbulent when we were like, oh no, Labour's not going to be the government. Yeah. And that was freaky. That was a real bummer a couple of weeks, wasn't it, actually?
No, earlier this year, you know, we had Peter Dunne in denial, and over the course of the year, he changed his tune. He started by saying, no, cannabidiol is you know, evil and all that, and it's banned.
Do you think Peter Dunne has a tie in his repertoire that has little dack leaves on it?
I would like to hope so.
Well, he's got some ties. Yeah. Let's.
He probably wears it in the bathtub,
definitely.
I think.
Yeah, good. And little bucky bongs in the bathtub, eh? Nah. All right, Chris. Well, hey, look.
On that note,
that's amazing. It's just amazing how an MP
thinking about Peter Dunne in the bathtub
changes doing their that. Tune on their way out of office. Yeah, how suddenly all of those
way more righteous
firm beliefs they held suddenly.
I know.
Change.
Yeah, he was so obstructionist the whole time until he leaves. And then, like, even yesterday, he's putting the boot into Labour and saying the Greens bill is better. But while he was in a position to do something, he was blocking the Greens. So it's astounding. And you see that in Canada too, the infiltration of the legal cannabis industry by former law enforcement and regulators.
People they see it, they see
people
it.
People
right?
who quit the health department and go run a marijuana business. Yeah. And it infuriates me.
Look, Chris, I just want to say it's been a real pleasure and thank you so much for giving your time for this random segment that we decided to do that we think is really important and hopefully other people do as well.
Good on you. And thanks for... Yeah.
Right on.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.